This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years and just a year ago achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but 5 times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly, but that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect, and it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked. They have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Welcome back to Two Judgy Girls. This is Mary from the Bay.
And it's Courtney from LA. And Happy New Year, Mary.
Happy 2024. We're back and better than ever.
Look, we had pods ready to go, but we took a little siesta, a little break, a little time hiatus for ourselves to enjoy the holiday season and just take off. But so it's literally been a few weeks since you and I have been here. In this moment, talking Bravo.
It flew by for me personally. Did a flyby for you?
I missed you.
Oh, thank you. I missed you.
I was like, is she going to say it back?
No, it just flew by, the holidays, man. I mean, I was working till the 21st with those kids. And then, you know, then it was like Christmas Eve. I hosted, Michael and I hosted first time, you know, only 7 people. So it was manageable. And
tell us about the meal.
You know, I call it cooking, not cooking. I didn't really cook anything. Okay. I bought crab and I got a little original Joe's lasagna. I got their Caesar dressing too, made myself a Caesar salad for the group. I made garlic bread. Michael made an appetizer. You know, martinis were flowing. The Rombauer Magnum was drank, whatever.
Finished.
Consumed. and then my brother-in-law, he made some tiramisu. It was a lovely evening. We watched the Eras tour as a family.
As one
My little sister did quite a performance of it. And then Christmas Day, we head up to my parents' house and there was like 15 of us. And it was another great day of lots of food, prime rib. And then I just went to Paso Robles for New Year's Eve. And I'm a big fan of Dow Winery now.
Did you get a membership?
You know, it doesn't make sense for, it's still 3 hours away. I like to visit my wineries often. I'll go to Annaba on Friday. So, you know, I like to be able to get to my wineries in less than 3 hours.
Okay. But if you were to go back, you would definitely go back. Maybe you do a wine of the month from there?
Yeah, perhaps.
Is it shipped?
I mean, I came back with 8 bottles. So
you're good.
I'm okay for a little bit.
You're good till the end of the week.
Yeah, they really get me.
I was going to ask if you were participating in Dry January, but it sounds like you're not.
Oh, I never have. I never will. No.
Okay.
No.
Okay.
Going wine tasting with my aunts. It's my dad's birthday in January.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's like the playoffs of football.
And the Browns are actually doing good for once. Yeah, you're saying. You know,
so, you know.
Like in previous years, I don't think that's really mattered too much. But well,
Niners have been good for a while. So, okay. Anyways, how was your holidays?
Mine was good. Low key. I didn't really travel anywhere. Oh, the big news in my family. I forgot. I did travel somewhere because my sister had her baby.
Wondering, I'm like, are we not going to mention that your sister had a baby?
I'm sorry. It feels like this has been months. Like the holidays like flew by, but it also feels like it's been forever. So yes, my sister had her baby. And so that was like very exciting. And so she had a little girl. So very excited about that. So I got to go out there like, but it was like this whole thing because she was convinced that the baby was coming early. And so I had booked a flight just in case. And then she's like, cancel the flight. It's not happening. But then she like went the whole thing. So it was like this crazy time. But the baby is so sweet. She's so cute.
So tiny.
Like I sat her up next to me and I was like, oh. I'm a monster. So then I'm going to go see her in a couple weeks again. So I'm just very excited. Oh. So that was like a lovely, you know, holiday blessing for our family.
Yes.
So got to do that. And then New Year's Eve, my friend threw a Saltburn themed party.
Now people have, you know, really felt controversial about your suggestion of watching.
Oh my gosh. Okay. First off, and sorry, but this is like, I didn't think it was like that bad. Like I got to like a certain scene. Did you finish it? Did you watch it? If you guys haven't watched it, go ahead and
Michael
fast
and I, we watched it together. And to me, the sister scene is what got me the most. Everyone's talking about the bathtub scene. The vampire moment. Yes.
There's three controversial scenes, technically, right? We've got a bathtub, we've got a vampire, we've got a grave. And those are like, you know, considered the controversial scenes. I didn't think it was that crazy. And I also was like, people are like, do not watch in public. And I was like, I didn't know these people. My flight was like massively delayed. I was like, I'm not going to worry about people's opinions of what I'm watching delay me from watching this movie. I didn't care.
And so what did people dress as on New Year's Eve? What were the costumes for the party?
So
was someone a bathtub?
No, but we did have mini bathtubs that my friend had bought so you could drink out of him.
Oh, so you could, like, that's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So
like shot or something or like.
Yeah. Like they were literally from like Hobby Lobby. I had seen this TikTok. And so I sent it to him. I was like, you got to go find a Hobby Lobby. They have these bathtubs like for a dollhouse. Okay.
And so,
So
he had like a shot ski. He actually had a Watch What Happens Live shot ski too, which I was like, thank you. I felt like that was a touch of me in there.
Sure.
You know, and then he had gotten these bathtubs so that you could like drink out of it if you want to. So some people like would put the bathtubs like on top of their drinks that they would order. There were a lot of antlers. So I have bought antlers for us. And then like mine had flowers on it. And then
You look great.
And then like it was very like, because the party was like kind of based on the party from the movie, which was like a Midsummer Night vibe. So like some people had like angel wings on. One girl looked exactly like Venetia from the tennis scene. So she had like a pink tinsel jacket, her hair and like pigtails. Everybody like got into, there were a lot of antlers. The wings kind of got in the way of people. So I had opted for no wings because I knew it's like, if I'm going to like talk to anybody and like any of my friends or whatever, I'm going to whack them with a wing.
Right. Now, do you feel like, I really appreciated the soundtrack, the music.
It's so, the soundtrack is
I think they missed a lot with like the costumes, like the 2006 vibe.
Oh, in the movie? Like,
yes.
Okay.
Like they, I mean, come on. I want to see a girl in a jean skirt with Uggs wearing a lingerie top. And well, I need to go in out.
They're rich people. They're rich people, not us at San Diego State.
You still, everyone wore that. You know, I needed to see like seven jeans, super low. I think they missed with the costumes.
I think Oxford is very different than San Diego State, I'm going to go with. And I just feel like the vibes there are just a little different.
Really? Because I saw Paris Hilton party in London. And
again, that's what she wore. Didn't go to Oxford and don't think she has been to Saltburn either. But, you know, I will say it was fun. Like my friend had hired, he had hired DJs. We had a bartender. Like it was a good vibe. And look, and I was like, we got to go. We can't be out late. You know, I don't like having, now everyone knows the year starts on the 2nd. It starts today.
Duh.
But like,
I've eaten today is Brussels sprouts and an egg.
Oh, we know skinny. Okay.
Okay. I can't say the same about yesterday.
But yeah, so it's like, you know,
Chinese food.
Right? So I was like, I don't want to have this be like a dead day. Not that I'm going to do anything, but I just, you know, I'm first day back at work today. So I was like, we have to leave early.
So what time did you leave?
We were in an Uber by 12:30.
Oh, nice. I didn't make it till midnight.
At that point too, I was like, wait, we shouldn't go. Let's not go. And my friend's like, you guys are leaving? And I'm like, no. And then I was like, we have to go because it was either one of those things where you leave then or all of a sudden you're like, no, it's just everyone's having too much fun. It's too late.
Right.
You know, so I feel like I was bummed a little bit that we had left at that time, but then I was thankful the next day that we had left at that time.
I didn't see a countdown or anything like that. You know,
So then I was talking to the DJs too, like while they were setting up, and I go, hey, you guys are setting up in front of the TV and I would really like to watch CNN starting at 11:30. And they like looked at me like, I was like, the sound could be off, but I would like to see the Andes, you know, and the countdown or whatever. But they didn't know that that's what happens on CNN. So they were like, you'd like to watch the news at 11:30. I was like, no. Like there's a show on it. It's like Andy Cohen, Anderson Cooper. And they're like, okay. Anyways, it didn't get turned on. It was just Saltburn on repeat on the TV silence.
Which, like, you know what? I think they had to keep that vibe going.
They did.
However, let's talk a little bit about Andy and Anderson. They did get to have some drinks, some tequila.
Mm-hmm. I only saw some clips from TikTok and Instagram and stuff. So I didn't get to like.
And the highlights were
John Mayer
the Cat Cafe. In Tokyo at the Cat Cafe. Which
I don't know how much more clear I can be about the objective of this place.
Anderson Cooper, like literally having the giggles. They just had fun. I love that they got to drink again.
I think it didn't get out of hand,
you know?
I think if you're staying at home, you want to be like, and you're watching that kind of stuff, you want to be watch unhinged, unfiltered silliness. Like,
giggles are infectious.
Yes. Oh my God. Anderson's giggle. Just like, having to like leave the screen. I was like, whether you went out or you stayed in or you did nothing, like that's the way, like you, it's almost like you're like, I want to be there, but absolutely not be there.
Like, you couldn't pay me money to be in Times Square, but I want to watch Times Square.
There's like a weird bathroom situation, right? Like, there's meaning no bathrooms?
There's none. There's none. Like, you're stuck there. Some people, I've heard people wear diapers.
They were going through, like, people showing, like, funnels and stuff.
No.
Yes.
No.
It's a thing.
Oh, man.
You have to drink minimal water and...
It's like you at the Eras Tour.
Yeah. I understand. So I can totally do it.
I know you don't like to do resolutions, but do you do anything like around like a vision board or like anything like that?
I mean, I ask, believe, receive all year long. I don't have to do it January 1st. This also for us teacher girlies, this isn't the start of the new year. We're at the halfway point. So New Year's is not really my thing. But I ask, believe, receive all year long. You know, I don't think I have to.
You don't need to cap anything.
No, I don't have to.
You're always manifesting.
I really kind of am. So,
yeah. Okay.
And I mean, I'm always on a health journey, so I don't have to start a new one. I'm on it permanently.
Always going. It's always on a lifetime journey.
Every fucking Monday. Like, I get it. It's going to be a
lifelong
journey.
What does 1-1 mean? Nothing.
Yeah. So, you do.
What
you do like a vision board.
I did a vision board. I don't like to put a numerical value on anything because I think that makes it really difficult, especially because I think people go all out and it's like, you have a year long. Like we did the whole podcast about predictions and it's like, that doesn't have to happen like Q1, right? These things can happen in Q4. So my thing is always kind of like, I want to just strive towards these things and not necessarily have to be like put a numerical value on it or have like a finish line of it. So it's more, so I just kind of make a vision board in the sense of like things that I'd like to happen, because I also think subconsciously, if you like continue to look at something, it just like, it's in your mind, you're always thinking about it. And so, you know, you're just
manifesting things.
Yeah, man. It's, I'm ask, believing, receiving in a visual manner, if you will.
I think that's great. I think people should do whatever they want to do.
I was like thinking too while I was like making my vision board, and I was thinking like, what do you think like the different housewives are like putting on their vision board? Like, is Kyle Richards like a picture of Morgan Wade? Is Mauricio's a picture of like Anita and Lily Pons in bathrobes on the slopes of Aspen, him shirtless? Like, what the, like, what's going on there? I wanted to actually gauge, but I wanted to get your honest opinion here without like texting about it before, because I feel like you have you will defend Kyle till the end.
I mean, she spent the holidays in Aspen with her family. She was in Mexico before, supposedly like called the paparazzi.
Yeah, there's like this whole thing that Kyle's like calling the paparazzi. So she's planting all these different stories.
I think it's interesting that like her and Morgan did not spend the holidays together in any capacity. So
maybe my prediction is coming true already.
Could be. I mean, Morgan is still recovering from, she did a double mastectomy.
That's sending the best well wishes.
Right.
Wow. I just, you know, and then I was like, maybe Kyle in 2023 put meeting Rihanna on her vision board and it
nailed it.
Happened right after. Could you, at Kemosabe of all places?
I'm like, did they like run into each other there or was that planned?
It sounded like, well, if Kyle's story that she planted to the paparazzi told us anything, it was, you know, she went to Kemosabe. Kyle probably goes to Kemosabe daily, like brings in somebody she knows and she must get like a kickback.
Oh, they're giving her free hats.
Yeah.
$6,000 hats.
Burning them, putting a match in them, and then she can wear it to screenings and block people in the rows behind her. Can we also talk about this? Okay, we haven't really discussed Alexis Bellino and John Jansen. And this whole thing is so funny to me because I'm also convinced it's fake.
Okay, so they're starting to film January 16th.
Oh, that's
Yes, that's the date. That's what I heard. Word on the street.
Okay.
And
so Giselle of you.
You know, we keep on hearing that Alexis is going to be filming and everything like that, but I'll believe it when I see it.
She's
it just feels
she's
like
not.
thirsty. Like, she's not calling him Johnny J. Someone said it's a rebrand. Johnny J is the rebrand.
Oh my God.
Instead of John like, Johnny Jansen, J. Johnny J.
This isn't an engagement ring. It's a promise ring. Like, you guys have been dating for 3 weeks.
And supposedly the jeweler gave it to them.
You fucking dorks.
He doesn't have any money.
He's got, like, no. His asset is that one home. It's probably that, a one bedroom. No.
Exactly. That's like why him and Shannon had so many problems, because she felt like she was like always supporting him.
Yeah. And you know what? I hope Shannon has a redemption. I want Shannon to find herself first.
Also, Alexis did the same exact thing with her previous fiance. She's a love bomber.
A love bomber, 100%.
She's all in. She's going to show it. I remember when she was dating the last guy. I was like, what Drew? Is happening here?
Didn't they go on Below Deck? They were on Below Deck episode, I believe.
Was he a former football player, or did I make that up?
No, that's Jessica Simpson's husband.
He does kind of look like Jessica Simpson's husband a little bit. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Generic white man with blonde hair.
Anyways, I mean, I'm here. I want to watch it. I hope
here's the thing. And as we talk about like the Salt Lake finale too, is like there are so many unlikable people that you watch that you're like, God, this is so ridiculous. And yet it's like, I love mess and I want to see it play out. For my own entertainment, because again, I look at these people as characters and not as real human beings with feelings and like a life outside of the show. I don't think this is going to
last very long either. It seems like pretty hot and heavy very quickly.
I also think he's a dork. I think he's a dork. I really don't know what he brings. And it's like, you know what, Alexis? He's too young for you. No, like, I think Alexis needs to date a 75-year-old man.
Oh, I see. Like, a Tom Girardi?
Yes, but not Ooh, necessarily Tom Girardi.
Also competent to stand trial, which is very interesting. That came out today.
It's like, it took you guys that long?
Well, Eric has also kept on saying he's losing his mind. So I'm very curious
I think that they were all in on it.
I think that's like an interesting piece.
I mean,
she kept on saying he's not all there. He's not all there. And now they're like, he's there. He's
there.
He's in stand trial.
He's actually there. Thank you for asking. Yeah. He's there.
Yeah. I mean, I think that kind of that pokes some holes in Erica's story for me.
But. Well, I think, whether Erica knew about everything that was going on, which again, I don't know that she did, whatever it was. I think when they started Party Ways, I think that there was a very much, we're going to get you out of this situation now because this is going to get messy and he probably had his own thing. I mean, Tom is a smart guy.
Apparently, Erica, like next season will be her 8th season on Beverly Hills, which is she will be the second most
tenured one on the show.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy? I read that somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not sure if that's fake news, but I believe
that would make because she came in about season 7, her and Catherine Edwards. Remember one season wonder with the hot husband Donnie Edwards?
She had the OJ connection.
Yes, the OJ connection that they brought her on for like Faye.
I would never forget someone like that. Oh. Any connection to OJ.
She's like, I can't remember the current Housewives, but if you tell me someone from season 7 with a connection to OJ,
I know exactly who you're talking about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I love that. And then I want to mention too is, something that really cracked me up this week is I know we talked about our predictions. And so I was like, I'm going to put our predictions, I'll put them out there because I know not everybody listens to our pod. Those that are here, thank you. We love you. But, I wanted to see what other people were thinking about predictions. So, I think it was either yesterday. It was 2 days ago. The second one of predictions that I had posted, mentioned that I think, 2024 is the year that PK and Dorit are going to separate. And I'm not kidding, Mary. After an hour posting that, Dorit posts a photo of her and PK being the denim. The denim shirt, the denim jeans, the white tops, being like, I love doing life with you, Bubba. Mm-hmm. And I was like, now I'm not saying she watched the prediction. I'm not saying anybody sent her the prediction there or that somebody let her know that we had said that. But it does seem sus.
You're going to take some credit.
I'm going to take some credit that I rattled Dorit there.
Right. Okay.
I rattled her bones.
I believe you.
It felt personal there and I liked it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I liked it.
Dorit heard you loud and clear, and she's going to debunk you.
Mm-hmm. And her six toes. Remember when that was like a thing?
Yes. Jesus. And God, glass eyes.
I miss the
hell in the glass eye.
Oh my God. There's just so many memories. So many memories. Okay. Last thing I want to mention. Let's talk Mia Thornton.
I'm very confused by this. So she basically put up an Instagram that she is wearing a diamond ring and it said 444, meaning like April 4th, 2024.
Oh, I thought that was like an angel number.
No, like she was going to get married that day. And she's like,
4 doesn't make sense though.
I think because she didn't run right 24.
Oh.
I'm serious.
Oh, I was thinking it was an angel number.
No, I it's a Thursday. No,
but your route, honestly.
It's a Thursday, April 4th, the 24th. April 4th. Wait, no, January.
4/4/24.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my God. I thought she was doing an angel number, and you're totally right because she really didn't want to put the two there.
You can see the diamond ring. She's supposedly dating this radio personality.
He's like potentially like someone she knew from high school. But then it came out that she's not engaged. She's also not divorced.
Right. Right.
So there's that.
But she's dating.
She's
definitely dating.
She is
could
dating.
Be engaged. Might be getting married on April 4th, 2024 at 4:24 p.m. No, at
4:44. 4:44. 4:24. She's like, God, that damn two came around.
Oh, God.
Yeah. And I just want to shout out to, if you guys aren't watching Rehugget, what are you doing?
Yeah, so
there was a lot of drama, by the way, of when I put Rehugget in my predictions, that people are like, that's how you say it. I'm like, clearly you don't listen to the pod.
That's how we've been saying it for 3 years, yeah. 3 seasons,
this is our fourth season.
Also today, like Bryce Sanders interviewed Brandi Glanville today. And she basically was like saying how she just like wants the episodes to air because she's been having so much stress and like all these medical problems. She can't kiss anymore because her like lips. She's had severe medical like trauma, swelling, all this stuff because of stress from like what's going to happen with this. And she just wants the show to come out. We're never going to see it, guys.
I'm going to hold my reaction into that one. We'll never see
that. I think that might be smart.
Yeah. Anything else? I think we need to take a quick break and then we come back and we talk the season finale of Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
You know, Courtney and I are always on a health journey. We're always trying to lose weight. And we recently started Noom, and it is a personalized plan that meets individual needs. They take into account medical issues. They take into account dietary restrictions. They take into account the psychology behind losing weight and the biology, meeting you where you're at. So they have an app, and you can go onto the Noom app and you can share, like, they have coaching, they have recipe ideas, you input your food, but it really helps me stop mindlessly eating. So it is very sustainable and it is not a restrictive weight loss program. Because, you know, I like my chocolate. I love my popcorn. I like my wine. And guess what? With Noom, they take that into account. We're not going to be like never having to treat again, right? I love that it is psychology and biology based. So Noom uses psychology. That's why they say losing weight starts with your brain. But it also takes into account
you know, the biological factors, which also affect weight loss. And the program helps you understand the science behind your eating choices and why you have cravings. I am such a craving girl. To date, Noom has helped more than 5.2 million people lose weight. And the program's totally flexible. Noom's flexible program is focused on progress instead of perfection, which is that's what I need, because sometimes you have a couple setbacks and that's okay. It's not about perfection. It's about creating healthy habits. And Noom's approach is grounded in science. They've published more than 30 peer-reviewed scientific articles describing their methods and effectiveness. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. You can sign up for a trial today at Noom.com and check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living, available to buy now wherever books are sold. So guys, check out Noom.com today. Spring is in full bloom. Are your finances blooming too? With the Chime Secured Credit Builder Visa credit card, it's easy to start building credit with everyday purchases and regular on-time payments with no annual fees or interest. And if your credit scores grows, so could the opportunities for lower rates on loans like cars or home loans. The Chime Credit Card Builder Visa credit card has no annual fees, interest, or credit checks to apply. You can use it everywhere Visa credit cards are accepted, and you're building credit using your own money. My favorite feature is the Spot Me. So it's a fee-free overdraft. So you just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for Spot Me, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a credit card purchase or cash withdrawal that exceeds your balance. The overdraft fee is up to $200 without fees with Spot Me when you set up with a qualifying direct deposit. You can get paid up to 2 days earlier with direct deposit. So with a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner. They have over 60,000 fee-free ATMs, and you can send and receive money using Chime. And if you are like sending out money and they're not a Chime member, that works too. And you can cash out your money fee-free. With Chime Secure Credit Card, you can start improving your credit scores right away. Get started today at chime.com/judgy. That's chime.com/judgy. Chime feels like progress. The Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card is issued by the Bancorp Bank NA or Stride Bank NA, member FDIC. Spot Me eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Out of network ATM withdrawal and OTC advance fees may apply. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosure for details. Everyone is always trying to drink water. You're trying to get down as much as you can in a day, and it can be challenging, but not with Liquid IV. I tear, I pour, and I live more. Literally one stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It is the number one powdered hydration brand in America. It has 8 vitamins and nutrients in a single stick, and it has 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drinks. I try to drink as much water as I can, but Liquid IV, I feel like doubles it. I'm obsessed with the different flavors. Right now, I'm a raspberry lemon girl. Also really enjoy their white peach. They're also sugar-free. They have lemon lime. They have green grape. And it just makes drinking water less laborious. Turn your ordinary water into extraordinary hydration with Liquid IV. You can get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TJG at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TJG at liquidiv.com. I've been using Whey products for years. It's OUAI, and they just launched something new. It's the Anti-Frizz Cream. I have very thick, curly, unruly hair, so this is a perfect product for me. But I got to thinking about it, and it's like, if you have thin hair, thick hair, everybody has frizz. This is immediate frizz control, and it lasts up to 72 hours. And plus, it's a heat protector because I blow dry my hair. I also, I'll put the curling iron on it. I'll use the straightener, but it has heat protection up to 450 degrees. Also helps reduce and repair split ends while quenching dry hair with intense hydration. And according to Consumer Perception Study, 90% of participants agreed that their hair looks less frizzy.
I know I am feeling that. So I will put in this with wet or dry hair. Then I love to apply my leave-in conditioner, you know. It detangles, hydrates, helps me brush out my hair. And I can't tell you about the smells of Whey. Honestly, all their products smell delicious. I'm obsessed with this scent. It's the North Bondi scent. It has like lemon and violet. It's just delicious. And then I usually will finish off after my blow dry with the hair gloss. Immediate shine helps treat damage and enhances color vibrancy. I just love all the Whey products. I'm a Whey girly, but be fizz free with Whey. You can go to THEOUAI.com, use promo code TJG for 15% off any of their products. That's THEOUAI.com, promo code TJG. You know, I can't recommend it enough.
Okay, this is called Mysteries Revealed, and I believe they had like a question mark.
Oh, could you do this to me, question mark? That should be the name of it. I want us to start from like the beginning and just like beginning. And I do want to say, let's start. My first question for you before we start those. Were you whelmed by this episode? Overwhelmed? Underwhelmed? Like, how did you feel after watching this episode? Because it's been hyped for not even weeks, months.
I feel like I found out last week that she was in charge of a Bravo page. So that was underwhelming to me. But I feel like I found out like two new facts. And I will say the editing and the buildup of it all, they did a great job.
Yeah, it was like we had three reveals. None of those reveals felt brand new to us because we'd already known, right? It's like the reality of Antice. How have I forgotten the three reveals already?
Okay, so like my number one reveal is that Monica was the person that stole from Meredith's store on videotape. And
she's not the one who stole. Marilla stole it from the store. She was just there and she told Meredith she'd never been to the store before.
That whole thing, I feel like she is definitely an accomplice and would be someone. She was the girl in seventh grade stealing makeup from CVS.
Oh, and okay? Like the underwear from Forever 21.
Yeah, like she was that girl.
She stole thongs. Oh, no, and she didn't steal thongs. She could wear them.
I feel like she was definitely involved in that stealing moment that we had already knew about previously. Mm-hmm. So that was very creepy to me. And yes, that we actually have her on camera with her blonde hair wearing a mask involved in the store and then making it a specific point to say, I've never been here before. Yeah,
like that's weird. And then, okay, another reveal. Sorry, another reveal was Heather's black eye. I know we'll get to this. I just wanted, like, I felt like the reveals that we were given weren't any really new information, but it was how it was revealed. I totally agree. Like, the editors killed it with this episode because I kept thinking, like, we found out that's what it was. Okay, we found out Monica is reality Von Teese. Then we found out that the black eye is from Jen Shaw. And we were given the info about the beauty lab and laser.
Right. And but so those are things known about. It's just so unfortunate that we had so much knowledge ahead of time. Because
but I will say, casual fans.
If we had heard that she was going to Beauty Lab and Laser and using different names, and like, I feel like she dressed up in wigs, you know? Oh, yeah. It's interesting that she also used like her first name multiple times, but then she just changed her last name in the same birthday.
When her mom. Monica, remember when LD said Monica Fowler, Monica Darnell? Like, remember in that scene? Like, I felt
a red herring. Sure.
Yeah.
I talked to my third graders about that.
Yeah. So I was like, you know, it's a smoking gun. Like, we are getting the info. There have been Easter eggs placed, not Greek Easter eggs, if you will, throughout the season of telling us who Monica is. And what I have to say about this cast too, I want to give kudos to the cast because besides Monica, who's been telling on herself now for the past couple of weeks because it's been coming, none of these women have talked about these things happening. Like they have been vaults here.
Like they did a good job.
Know this is a show and they to have good ratings, to have this good, like, this might be happening to their lives, but they're like, we just won't speak to her. But we're also not going to speak on it. We're not going to give it attention, because I also know they know they gave the performance of a lifetime.
Well, I mean, for weeks, we were like, what is it? What is it going to be? What is the reveal? I mean, they really kept us on our toes.
Okay, so let's start. Let's go to the beginning, and then we can walk through it all.
Very ominous. We hear the ocean waves and drama from Heather. She's like, guys, I have something really big and it is not good. Information has been confirmed today. She is not who she says she is.
Mind you, Heather is saying this and we're only seeing Heather.
Yeah.
We're not, because we don't know who we're talking about just yet.
She has plotted and profited from our lives and our pain, and it's all lies, pure lies. She is not our friend. And how did we all fall for it?
I mean,
drama.
8 hours earlier.
Meredith's like, I had too much wine last night. And then I literally died. Whitney is in Monica's bedroom.
She's there.
First of all,
you have your own room. I'm sorry. I always find it so funny when people, I'm like, you could not, like, if I'm on a trip and I'm on a bachelorette and I'm like, okay, great, I have to share a bed with somebody. I'm like, okay, fine. If I have my own room, you will not see me in anybody's bed.
Spoiler alert, Courtney, Whitney did not sleep in that bed because she is in a full face of glam, has her lipstick done. She starts off wearing sunglasses and I'm like, oh, she's so embarrassed because she's so hungover. Then she takes it off. I'm like, you have a full face of makeup on. You look gorge, baby. You did not wake up like that. That was not the makeup from the night before. No.
Okay, fine. Okay. Yeah. But I also was like, you know what? Okay. But just like watching all of this back and like talking about it back, like after like you like watch the episode, it also, I get like such a feeling of icky from this, for like being Whitney or being like any of these women who have like believed Monica or like sided with her or have like been vulnerable with her and like intimate in a way, not like sexually intimate, but like
right.
Shared these things. And then to have this, like, if I was Whitney, I think like knowing that this all happened the same day, I would feel so like, creeped out. Like right. Just like out skin of my crawling. Own, like I want to peel my skin off.
I was kind of mad that we didn't get to see like at the bar, like Whitney going back into the bar or Heather like having her moment. I wanted to still be at that scene.
I
did not want it to
that,
be the next morning.
Let's talk about that, because we didn't talk about the previous episode because we were off basically. But it's like, Whitney, you brought the book so that you could have, like, Whitney has tried to propose so many different storylines and create so much drama. Like, she literally is the word dramatic. I know we'll get there, but I'm like, this is such a non-motherfucking factor of you bringing up Heather's book, because if anything, I read the passage, okay, you guys? If anything, Heather's the creepy one.
Draw me like one of your French girls. She removed her pirate patch panties and I photographed her.
Yeah, I was like, okay, Heather, like, relax. Like, it's like, if
you
anything,
guys also,
Whitney,
you can
I'd
get
like,
it on Spotify for free.
I couldn't get through it.
No, I tried.
It was tough.
And then Whitney's like, Heather, I mean, like, I know you like read the whole passage for me before and I asked you to take out that one word. But then when I like read it back in context, even though you read me the whole chapter ahead of time, I felt like you were saying she gets down to get down on all fours and
from her belly button to her butthole. Yeah. Also, when Whitney walked in the room too, Heather has probably 20 pairs of sunglasses sitting on the dresser. I'm like, you're there for 4 days. Right. Then Whitney's like, can we talk? And it's just a battle of who's going to break first the silence. And you know, they always say like, oh, they say like, if you want, there's two things here. One, I learned from Camille and I'll tell you that when we get there. But two, they also say like, hey, when you're like, the first one to break an awkward silence is kind of like the one who loses, right? Like if it gets silent and you feel you need to take over the space, like you're going to lose kind of thing because you're the uncomfortable one. So it's almost like a power stance in doing it. But it's like
always be 100% me. Yeah. I don't want any awkward silences. I barely want to get into a confrontation. I will have my tail between my legs so quickly.
Yeah. You're the one who's waking up and sending an 8 a.m. text. I'm sorry.
Totally. What happened? I don't know what I did. I was trying to be fun.
Yeah, but it's just funny because it's like, Whitney, you literally banged on the door and asked if we could talk. And then you decided maybe I don't want to talk to you. And then Whitney was like, also, yeah, you're
Whitney's outfit. I mean, she is freaking drop dead gorgeous.
Her body is so toned and insane. I literally text you. I go, Whitney is a crazy person. Her body is insane.
I like, even in the outfit at the bar. And black. Yeah. The white outfit.
Yeah, I was like, oh man, abs of steel. Like when at one point there was like a previous episode when they were like, who would win between a fight between Whitney and Heather? And I was like, it's clearly Whitney. What do you mean? That like she is ripped. Heather can't she's fight.
Muscle.
Like, she's like done kickboxing. I think she did like Muay Thai. Like,
yeah,
like, I pronounced that wrong. But I'm like, Whitney would kick anybody's ass on this cast.
I agree. But then Heather is very quick to say she's sorry. And then they're just like cousins forever. And it's not a big deal.
But then Whitney's like, yeah, you went like crazy. And Heather's like, yeah, I'm the crazy one. I'm like, Whitney, that was you. You like made Heather fall over. You like chased after her after she left. Like, I think you went a little crazy.
They always get physical with each other. Like they always push each other.
Or like grab an arm.
Yes.
You know, it's weird. But anyway, so they make up.
Production later on too. She's gonna be in trouble for that very much eventually.
Yeah. So then, you know, Angie has planned today that they're gonna go scooter around town. And I was like, I love that you could never get away with it. Like, I just felt like they could not. The fact of them scootering and none of them knowing how to drive. Meredith, where are you going in your double-breasted blazer? Because you have full blazer on, like a trench coat, pants, like a tweed trench coat, and then Whitney's in like a crop top and skirt.
Also, Whitney was legit, like, had her legs crossed on the
side-saddling the Vespa.
And then Meredith just saying she does not drive. That was, like, the fun fact of the episode. Like, never have we ever thought about this.
Yes, I literally have been thinking about the fact that I've never noticed Meredith driving. And I'm like, I think it's because she's always on pills. Allegedly.
Okay. Right.
Or maybe she's high from the bathtub. You know, I don't know.
When's the last time she's been in a grocery store? Like, when's the last time she's cooked? It just made me start thinking, really, what does she do day to day besides take baths?
She records a podcast with her husband.
She picks out her outfits.
She talks to Brooks. There are only
four episodes, right? No, she needs Brooks around her at all times because he's the chauffeur.
He is.
Yeah.
I mean, remember, because when she didn't have Brooks as a chauffeur, she had an Uber and she almost flew off a cliff.
I know. Well, life flashed before her eyes, guys.
I mean, yeah, she goes to her store.
But
I think Meredith seems like a big lounger.
Do you think that store's still open?
Yes, I do think it's still open. Yeah.
She definitely sleeps in.
Yeah, like I feel like she's a big lounger.
Yeah, I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Like, I think she does about 3 hours of activity a day.
I agree with you.
And look, I aspire to that too.
I know, right? We're just jealous there. Like, we're just jealous. She's just picking out her next blazer and we're just jealous about it. Okay.
100%. 100%. Like, I would love that. Okay. So they're scooting around town. Monica's basically running into a Sprinter van. Like, none of them can really drive.
The man got like pretty serious with her. He's like, you're going to like kill yourself.
Like, no, she's like, I almost killed myself. Like, I know. And then I was cracking up with the goats where they're like, hey, bitch.
Yeah.
Just call me bitch. I'm like, the editor's just making me giggle here so much. And then they just go into town and leave the scooters. Who took them back?
That's a good question. No idea.
Took them back. And then here's where it starts. If you watch Heather here, so they split up, they go to a perfumery and they go to a clothing store. Whitney, Lisa, and Meredith are over there. Watch, if you guys want,
I know exactly what you're going to say.
And watch Heather's face this whole time around Monica, because she's already at this point.
She's testing her.
She's testing her.
I feel like she's
testing.
So she literally, when they get off the scooters, she grabs Monica's arm. Like, you're going to come with me and we're going to go to the perfume shopping. And then I feel like the card thing.
I thought the companies all stopped doing that. You had to turn on international travel.
But there was something strange about that. She was like, oh, well, first she asks Angie. She put
money into the account and then was like, ooh, I toggled on.
Heather already had information. She was already like prepared, yes. Like putting her through some rings. Yes.
Also, her bucket hat was too small for her head.
I didn't notice that.
I did notice
that. But I believe you.
But I thought, but it was also like, the whole scene was cracking me up because Angie's like, oh my God, have you ever been to a parfumery in Europe? And Monica's like, yeah, all the time. It's like, okay, Monica's never traveled to Europe.
Was this the first time out of the country?
No, why, she's gone to Bermuda before, like 30 years ago, remember?
Oh, okay.
But like, it just felt like very much like she was, yeah, okay. I was like, okay, we get it, Monica, you're poor. And then it was like, yeah, Heather tests her. She does that. But just watch. Heather is, she is skeeved out at this point. Like, she's literally in the store is like looking left, right. Like, it's just kind of like really like weirdly uncomfortable around. Not weirdly uncomfortable. Obviously, she knows things are happening right now and she's putting them into motion. But she's like, I need like to build my case for tonight.
I agree.
Because this is our last night. And if
I
don't get
the
phone call,
she already had the information.
If I don't get the phone call that's fully confirming it, I have to figure out different ways of bringing this info back up.
Yes.
Like, Heather's been preparing for this scene for a few days now.
She really took on like this mama bear role too. Uh-huh. Like, I'm going to protect my girls. Like, mm-hmm. I think it was super interesting. Well, okay. So 1 hour later.
1 hour later pops up. What, and then this is the scene we've been seeing constantly, 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 right? Like, this is the beginning of the season. Right. What did you find out? Are you kidding me? Shut the fuck up. I'm trembling. I can't believe it's her. The producers are trying to get in. And I'm laughing too because Heather's like, get out. I'm like, babe, you're still mic'd up. We can hear it all.
And she's like pushing them out. Like, oh, no. She's like, no, leave me alone right now.
Not now. I'm confirming something. 4 hours later.
All the girls are getting their glam.
Everyone looks stunning, by the way. I thought that everyone looked really good in this scene. But then, so at this point too, I'm like, oh my God, what happened in between the 4 hours? Like, what the hell? We're just jumping into the Bermuda Triangle dinner. But then,
even her narration, like the Bermuda Triangle, it's about unsolved mystery. It's about shipwrecks. And then she's like, and she says, unsolved mysteries like twice, like multiple times. I was like, oh my God. And then them sitting in the triangle formation, I was like, this is too fucking
it's
good
camp.
Also
it's
they really missed with the dolls. It's like, you should have given
like Heather, why did she take Monica's doll?
Exactly.
What? And also the fact that she brought him back too, I was cracking up. Okay, let's take a quick break and then let's come back with everything else.
No, a real missed opportunity for her not to have.
Did you know most traditional creams or serums are made up of about 70% water, 15% going into emulsifiers and preservative, and that makes up the goo of the cream. And that leaves only 15% for active ingredients that truly benefit your skin. But there is a better way. Enter Fiber Skincare, a groundbreaking technology set to redefine skincare. Fiber Skincare harnesses nanofibers. They're tiny natural fibers, 500 times smaller than a human hair. And their scientists have been working on this technology for the past 15 years. And just a year ago, achieved a remarkable breakthrough, encapsulating active ingredients directly into these natural nanofibers. So the result is a formulation free from water, emulsifiers, and preservatives, meaning the active ingredients are not just pure, but five times the concentration of most creams or serums. Their first formulation is an anti-wrinkle, and it's not just effective, it is fast. Upon the application, your skin feels tighter in a mere 10 seconds. That's right, you can feel the difference almost instantly. But that's just the start. Over the next 7 days, these concentrated actives unfold their full potential, clinically proven to improve wrinkles by 19.4%. It's worth checking out their Instagram, Fiber Skincare, F-I-B-E-R Skincare, to learn more about the technology and how it works. You might have seen some viral videos of the mask's disappearing effect. And it's easier to apply this by wetting your face, applying the patch, and removing it. The nanofiber, which contains the active ingredients, disappears into the skin super quickly. Experience the transformation for yourself with their 2-day trial pack. It's a precursor for the 7-day program that promises not just results, but a revolution in your skincare routine. With their tighter skin guarantee, your satisfaction is not just expected, it's assured. And if you try the 7-day program and your skin doesn't feel tighter, you'll receive a full refund, no questions asked.
They've have clinically tested the program to be the most effective if you use the 1 week on, 3 weeks off. But we understand that everyone's skincare routine is different. That's why if you sign up for their monthly program, they will send you their monthly pack to remind you to do it. And you can pause or cancel it at any time. And it gives you the control of your skincare journey. If you want to try this revolution in skincare, go to fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off. That's fiberskincare.com and use code 2, T-W-O, for 15% off.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Monica's doll to start.
But here's so what's cracking me up, though. Okay, about these whole dolls that we have is, I'm like, yeah, one, you could have set it up better. But two, I'm like, the questions before this all happened, all up here set up? Like, the ladies are acting their hearts out? Like, because what happens is then we go into, you know, they're all at the dinner, but then we've got to, like, cut back.
What do you mean?
Well, we go, okay.
Like,
sorry,
like, she's not going to, like, drop the bomb until, like, so first it's, like, Whitney has Lisa, and she is, Whitney's like, Lisa, why is it okay for you to have outbursts on yachts, but me at a bar, it's not.
Yeah.
And then
you're dramatic. Why am I dramatic? And then, okay, I'm like, also, it's, like, so awkward to me because it's, like, Whitney's fighting with Heather, and then she tries to confront Heather again. She tells us, you know, and Heather's, like, go away. So then Whitney's, like, I'm going to mourn my friend.
That was strange.
And it's like, okay. And so then Lisa's like, oh, I'm being dramatic. She's like, what's dramatic about mourning my friend? And like, I think Lisa in her head is like, I had no idea that you went and then mourned your friend. Like, I thought you were being dramatic about Heather.
Dramatic.
Think 15 times. 15 times they said it. Careful, if you're drinking, you'll die.
Right.
So then we skip it and they're like, you know, it's fine. Like, everybody can be dramatic here. Okay, that's good. That's buttoned up. Okay. Meredith to Heather. Why didn't I get more support from you on this trip?
I was very confused by that as well.
Did you? I wasn't confused by it because I think when Monica and everybody started going after Meredith about the fake DMs and everything, Heather and her had like an alliance from the beginning.
Right.
Like, remember, it was Whitney and Lisa and Heather and Meredith. Remember, because Heather was getting the snow off her driveway and Meredith was delivered in an Uber.
in the first season, you know, where she talks shit about where Whitney was talking about the bathtubs.
The first episode.
They've had an alliance since the beginning. So I think she was kind of saying, like, we had an alliance. How come you didn't feel like, why are you automatically backing up Monica and not giving me any support here? Right. Which then kicks off the fact of like Monica being like,
well, why do we all believe Monica? You know,
I have proof. I have the receipts. I have the timelines. I have it all. And Heather's like, okay. Heather's like, okay, this is good. This is good. This is setting me up. This is setting me up. She's like, so wait, what about the truth? She's like, well, that's what I said. Like, I have proof. She's like, proof. Okay. 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 She's, you know, she's writing mental notes.
She has her ammo.
And then it's like, okay, well, and you know, Lisa says, we're not going to solve this one. And then Heather's like, well, I have Meredith, but my questions are about Monica. Like, again, Heather, you set the dolls up.
Come on.
Heather, one job to kick this off. Okay.
She's like, and who is the real Monica?
You know,
this is the biggest unsolved mystery of our time.
We bonded. Being moms of daughters, we had fun. You were charming, witty, smarter than people think. A truth teller. And I don't think that's the real Monica. Guys, she doesn't want to be our friend. She wants to profit from our lives and pain. And I know who you really are. You're 2 hours earlier.
Hey, girls, meet me on the beach. She's like, I have really something important to tell all of you.
I love how they all one by one come down too. Like, it was making me laugh.
Match like, or like the final rose ceremony or something. Like
Lisa's like, what's going on? She's like, hold on, Meredith's 10 steps behind you. Let's wait for her. Which I also want to say, I loved everyone's looks here. Like, Heather had this like, and it wasn't crazy about Heather's, but you know, this yellow color with like kind of like a jade.
Like a caftan. It was like a caftan.
Yeah. And then a cape with it. Whitney had like a green tight kind of like crossbody. It looked nice. Lisa looked like a gorgeous pinata. And then Meredith, if she's not wearing a blazer, she will wear that cut where it's like a high neckline.
Yeah.
That's her flattering.
Look. Yeah. Uh-huh.
No, I was like, you know, whoever's doing your glam here, and I hope it's not fucking Tanisha. You all look 5 stars, okay? And then I'm laughing too because Angie's not included in this, by the way.
I literally died about that. I was like, now why didn't Angie get invited? But this actually created such a strong alliance with the OGs and really is going to make them even a stronger cast than they already are because they're come together under one common bond.
We fight and we fuck around and we have the drama for seasons or whatever, but in the end, we are all a part of this cast and we all go through the same sort of thing with the public and we know we need each other for this show to succeed.
Right.
Like we have a bond of the fact of that we are on this show together. We've been here since the beginning. So whether we're getting along or not, we have mutual respect for each other.
Well, and they were all scared of Jen Shah and what she was going to say next. Yep. And this is also just like Jen Shah 2.0. And someone not being who they say they are.
Yep.
A la Jen Shah.
She's worked to infiltrate our group. She is reality Von Teese.
What? Reality Von Teese.
But the fact is, all of them, they were like, what? No. Like, they all were like so thrown off by that, which is wild.
Do you think production knew?
I do think
the account is run by multiple people, to be honest. And I think Monica helped create the account with
I feel like Tanisha was part of it.
Heather's hairdresser.
First off, Tanisha's also getting all of her info from Heather, by the way. All this insiders with that reality Von Teese. It's like, as someone with their cosmetology license, you become a full psychologist when you do people's hair. They tell you things that you're like,
When you get your hair done, that people say so much about themselves because you're looking in the mirror the whole time at yourself, the whole session.
Oh, interesting. No, but yeah. I'm like, I can remember doing people's hair and them telling me things. I'm like, I don't want to know this.
Right, right.
I have secrets of yours that I'm not going to create a fan page account about. But like, I was like, oh my God, like people want to say whatever. It's just they feel it's a safe space. So Heather's also probably feeling yucky too because she better not be doing Heather's hair anymore, by the way.
There's no way. But the account is still active on Instagram. Like it's not deleted. It's Reality Von Teese 2.
There's and another also, one that's just Reality Von T is that you can't follow, has no posts. So
that's the original account.
Okay.
And then so she created the second one. She also has a Twitter. There's also a Twitter account that's been wiped clean, except for one tweet, which they've reposted, which is basically saying, like, if all these women have, like, they have this kind of drama with Monica, but not for Jen Shah. And like, the point's getting missed here on this whole thing.
Well, like, also, Reality Von T's also follows us.
Oh my God. That was like the funniest thing. And I think it's because when Jen Shah was originally arrested, someone had DM'd us like a firsthand account from being there. And we had asked, like, is it okay if we anonymously post this from you, blah, blah. And it like got a lot of traction because we had that. And two people had sent us like insider information. And so we had posted it just to be like, holy shit, you know? And I feel like that had a lot of momentum that I'm wondering if their whole goal of the account was to take down Jen Shah and everyone else's collateral. Maybe that's how they like started following us.
They follow a ton of Bravo Labs.
Well, I'm not saying just like us, but I'm saying feel like that's how they came across our account.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, but it's like, but them all saying like them all knowing exactly who that account was you could just tell all of a sudden they were like, oh, I feel icky. Like this is like not okay. Meredith was having like a breakdown.
She's like, I cannot believe how fucked up this is. And they're all just, well, then they're all replaying things back in their head. They're like, the amount of like cyberbullying, internet trolling, like this is legit, you know, a fake account that had insider information.
And it's like Angie replaying H all in over.
My head. Literally, Heather already knew on the beach when she talked to Monica, when Monica said, I would do that shit. And then Monica, I mean, literally Heather said back to her.
She had doubt that was confirmation. Like, I felt like Monica
didn't have a fake account.
Yeah. But Monica doesn't have a fat fucking elf on the shelf husband to be able to like take some of the blame from her like Angie H did. Like, because remember, Angie H also made accounts.
Right. That's true.
But it was talking shit on Jen Shah. Right. So it was a little bit more. But it's like, I think what the gross part about it.
Do you think the hairdresser gave Monica a heads up before this dinner?
No, because I feel like, okay, because a couple of weeks ago when all this is starting to come out, there some people were talking about Tanisha like revealing this information about Monica, but I didn't know who Tanisha was in this. I didn't know that Tanisha's Heather's hairdresser, but it sounded like Monica and Tanisha had beef with each other going on. So I don't think that Tanisha gave a heads up at all. They must have been some sort of falling out at some point.
Right.
Maybe she didn't pay a bill.
Something.
Monica didn't pay a hair bill, something like that. Something's going on over there. But okay, so then they also, but this what's cracking me up is I'm like, okay, now we're not getting to see the scheming part because Heather's like, I'm going to confront her at dinner. And I'm like, well, they had to work out a plan of like how it's going to happen. And then I'm like, did anybody tell Angie K at any point? Or was she?
No,
she knew nothing. Because they were like, maybe we don't know how she's connected. But anyways, so then Heather's like giving this, we go back to the dinner. And Heather's giving this speech to Monica. And Monica, when she says, like, I kind of know who you are, there's a pause where Monica looks. And it looks like she's looking at Meredith because I think she thinks Heather is talking about the DM situation.
Monica is very quick. Like, she is not really opening her mouth. Mm-mm. First, she says, Monica says no. Then she realizes how much information.
Well, you've been bullying us for Heather. 4 years. I have texts from your phones. I have your perfect formula you just mentioned. Receipts, proof, timeline, screenshots. You're a fucking bully and a troll, and you don't deserve to be at this table. We have woken up in fear. You're done.
But she was much scarier than that. Like, this was, she had, her blood was boiling.
She blacked out at this point. Like, I bet she went on upon rewatch. Like, I bet at the reunion, she will tell us, I don't even remember what I said that night.
I mean, she was like, and you don't deserve to be at this table.
And then everyone's like pointing at her, like, tell us the fucking truth. Like, what is? And Monica's like, well, it's not true entirely. And I'm like, full villain mode. She is in full villain mode at that point. I was like, oh my gosh, it's partially true. And then Lisa's yelling at her, like, you sought out Jen Shah on social media. You know, they're talking about the store camera, like, you stole from my store. I really don't think she was the one that stole. I still think it was Murillo that was Jen's assistant. But I think, like you said, I think she was an accomplice. And there, I think they got in the car, she knew it happened.
Very creepy about stealing from the store, and she was definitely involved in that. Then the driving by Jen Shaw's house. What was that? The drive by.
What was that?
I mean, I've definitely done a drive by, but what does she drive by Jen Shaw's house for?
It almost
just working
seem,
for her.
Well, no. So it almost made it seem that before she was working from her, she was like staking out where Jen Shaw lived. Because then we also saw a text that popped out from a group text that Heather had received a screenshot from that had Monica's number that was like, tell us where Heather lives. We just want to drive by. We're in Holiday right now, which is like the town Heather lives in, I guess. Okay. So I'm like, she was like stalking this cast looking for an inn.
I absolutely
it sounds like
that.
Jen was the one who let her in.
It's amazing that she was actually a housewife. Unfortunately, I don't think we're going to get her back because no one's going to want to film with her, but I am invested in her.
Well, it's like, so, but here's the
thing. I told you today, Monica's my gypsy rose. I have an obsession.
But here's the second rule that I've learned from this, right? And Camille Grammer taught me this in season one of Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. The one who gets loudest loses. And that is Monica, when Lisa's like, Lisa is my queen here because I am all about saying, and I texted you this in the beginning, I said, Monica's a fucking loser. Like, Monica's a loser. And Lisa's like, you're a dumb bitch. You're a fucking loser. Like, because I think literally in like Lisa's head, she's like, I cannot imagine that somebody is taking the time to do all of this shit and then joins the show. What a fucking loser.
I mean,
agree.
I still think Monica has information on Angie too. Like, oh, she's like, well, then she, watch Angie, out, Angie. She's like, I'm not kidding. I, you want to talk about your involvement? I will take your ass out. I have all your DMs from Reality Von T's. You know, you were like the biggest fan of it. Pay your bills for the IRS. Jen Shaw clearly has told Monica a lot about Angie.
Well, and Angie used to hang out with Jen Shaw too. Like, there's a video from a while ago of Jen Shaw, Angie, and Monica. So, like, Angie was like still involved. I really don't think Angie. Now, you know, I'll eat crow if it changes. But I really don't think that
Angie
was involved
was
in anything bad.
Angie was excited to see Jen Shaw go down. As
they all
is,
were,
right?
They all were. And I'm sorry. It's like, you know when like you're mad at,
but
cast
they
members?
Were, but they weren't. They were. No, Angie and Monica were excited to see Jen Shaw go down because they know more specific things. But like Heather and like Lisa Barlow were scared.
And Meredith. I think that they were all, yeah. They all didn't want to rock the boat with Jen Shaw because they, and Whitney's too, like, because they didn't know what they were going to get from it. Like, Jen Shaw is a different type of scary where I'm actually seeing the scary of Monica, maybe not so much the defrauding the elderly, but like the deceptiveness. Like, someone can be like such a liar and so deceptive that it's weird. Like,
well, she doesn't feel bad about it.
I don't think that Monica is as bad as.
No remorse.
Yeah. Monica's not as bad as what Jen Shaw has done. But it doesn't mean that she's not scary.
She's like, I recorded Jen Shaw. Yeah, I like put up some of those videos of her at Real Von T's, and I don't even feel bad about it. I wanted
and
her
I don't
to
feel
down.
Bad about that either. I'm like, yeah, if you want to expose Jen Shaw, sure. Jen Shaw's a bad person. But I also think it's crazy because she's like, I didn't like omit the truth or whatever. Or I didn't tell, like, you guys asked me. I'm telling you the truth. You guys asked me and I'm telling you. It's like, babe, you didn't tell us the entire season. And then Heather, I love when Heather, they go back to Heather's like talking head and she's like basically walking us through everything, right? She's like, I had an inkling, like everything that's kind of happened, right? She's like, so then I went to go get a gift card from Beauty Lab and she nonchalantly drops this, by the way. Like, she's not even like upset about this whole thing. I think that they're more upset about being bullied from Reality Von T's.
I agree with you.
But she's like, I went to get her a gift card. And then there's three Monicas. I'm like, this is so Monica. She would use the same name, Monica. She would use the same birthday. And then she'd switch different last names. Like, none of these places are probably requiring a driver's license.
Apparently not. Apparently
all I'm
not.
Is like, Monica is like an evil spy and she's got different passports with different names. She's got like fake IDs. She's like, well, I got to get to Beauty Lab and Laser.
Her mom said it, you know?
I know. Who are you this week?
The red herring.
Who are you this week?
But don't talk about my girl Lisa's hands, okay?
How you called her dairy.
A dumb old piece of shit with an old leathery bitch with Donald Trump hands. What does that even mean? What do Donald Trump hands mean?
Orange.
They're orange?
Orange, yeah.
We've all had a bad spray tan at times.
You know what? If maybe she wants to tan, she can go back to that tanning salon. She was asked to leave.
I know. That's okay. So true.
She can't have a membership there. So sorry, she has to do it herself, Monica. Okay. Like, right. She's not using a different name to get in there. Right. And she pays her bills.
We will always protect our Barlow.
Queen Barlow. You listen, you need me to defend her. I'll find a way. She is my Kyle Richards.
You just did it. You just did it. Okay.
She's being money conscious. Okay.
Yeah.
But then I just love that literally Lisa's just like, I don't even want you here. Like, they're all like yelling, but also like weirdly calm.
Well, I mean, Angie wasn't that calm when she was about to throw the flowers.
She didn't know. She's the one person that was blindsided in this conversation. Yeah. Okay. And I'm like, I'm sorry. I think with all these fan accounts, especially when like a housewife is married, like I feel like sometimes that we've gotten DMs from housewives trying to like almost expose somebody else and they like want us to post it. They won't outright say like, oh, you could post it, but like they're okay. Like they almost like, oh, did you know? And I'm like, okay, cool. Like, and then it's like, you know, then they have to go to like another account that hopefully will post it. Right. So like they all like Lisa Rinna
was
each other.
Trying to like use us as a pawn.
What?
I feel like Lisa Rinna tries to use people as a pawn. I mean,
well,
like,
we're blocked, so we will. It won't be us.
But she was.
Yeah. No,
she
but
used
it's
to
just,
DM us a lot.
Yeah. No, like, but like people would like want us to like almost like expose something. Right. And it's like. It just that's not like it's weird to be. Like, it would be weird for, like, you to join a cast and people not know that you ran. Not that I don't think that we're, like, salacious in that, but and people didn't know that you were, like, behind this, like, fan account. It'd be weird.
Yeah, it would be very creepy.
It'd be weird.
And, you know, Heather gets up and she's like, listen to me.
This is so good, by the way. I want to applaud her. Keep going.
We are friends. We have been through this bullshit before. And we were afraid of lies. And we were exposed and we were exploited. And we are the type of girls that ride or die. And we shut down feelings of doubt. And the way you acted was strangely familiar. And I went on my book tour and I defended Jen Shah. And the fact that she gave me a book.
Say that one more time because you went out.
I went on a book tour and I defended her and the fact that she gave me a black eye.
And everyone's like, wait, what? What? Now, we texted about this and we're like, I still think it was like an accidental black eye. I think that they were like wrestling and messing around drunkenly and like an elbow went into the eye or a long nail or something.
This is like the first time I'm very excited for a reunion because I feel like Andy's going to be like, tell us exactly what happened with the black eye. And I agree that... It's not going to be a crazy. Drunkenly fumble. I don't think she like purposely punched her in the eye. I think
Heather covered because Jen at that point was under investigation and was going to go to trial and was like, I cannot have one more bad thing in the press about me because it's going to make it easier to convict me if they know I'm a bad person about all these things. Right. So Heather, now look, I kind of was on the bad Botox train, but this is way better.
I'm glad we finally got resolution to this. But we knew it also, once again, we knew this was going to happen because Andy Cohen said it on Watch When It Happens Live to Danny Pellegrino. Like we were going
to. I also, though, felt like we weren't going to get an answer to it because she also kept, she said, read my book. It wasn't in the book. Didn't read the book, but no, it's not in the book. You know, and she just kept, keep watching. Like, I've watched.
Right. Well,
I watched.
So I'm very excited that for the reunion. And then I also want to know exactly what happened. Like, you know, Heather's like, pack your bags and go.
I was
and
waiting. Monica, I'm like, Meredith, perfect time to say, you can't leave. Like, what the hell, Meredith? That was like, come on, you know, and just, and then it's like funny, just, but Monica being like, I'm glad you finally told the truth because I thought what Heather was saying was right. Like, we did this for Jen. We're not going to do it again. So, like, regardless of what the fuck Jen Shah did and the fact that we had fear and we were scared and, like, we were doubtful, but then she'd convince us and we were honestly scared of her, this isn't happening again. So, yeah, you know what? Your crimes might not be the same, but we're smarter and we've learned from our mistakes and history will not repeat itself in Bermuda.
I mean, is there any way somehow, though, Monica does come back with Mary?
Well, okay, so Monica, she knew this would come out.
Right.
Gossip Girl couldn't stay a Gossip Girl forever. It's like, okay, shut up, Dan Humphrey. Sorry, spoiler if you haven't finished the show, but it's fucking Dan Humphrey, okay? Lonely boy is Gossip Girl. Right, she lonely right. girl.
Right.
And no. Then she's like, you know, there's more to the story. Like, they give everybody's recaps and then they go to then the end. And I know you have the recap, so I'll let you read this. But I feel like in that at the end, she's like, there's so much more to the story. I couldn't say it then. I'm like, yeah, because you weren't quick-witted on your toes. You just went for the insults. You're not quick-witted. I believe nothing that Monica tells me, even with her fucking dorky burn book RHOSLC. I was like, well, who on Etsy made that for you?
What name did she use to buy it?
I'm very much looking forward to this reunion.
Okay, give us the updates of everyone's lives.
Okay, so Heather has been relishing her time with all three daughters, enjoying conversations about life and love, but definitely not sex.
Whitney. Also, what's so funny about when they were doing all these things, every scene before they flash to like what's going on with them now is just all of them crying.
Oh, I didn't even notice that.
No, but like all of them.
I noticed Bobby in the golf cart.
No. Before that, though, like they'd flash them at the dinner. They were all basically crying, and then they give the update where it was like a life, you know, past that. But it was almost like
Heather was like the sorority mom. Like she was like the mom of the house. Totally. House mom.
She's our Mary Lou. If you...
Totally. Mary Lou.
R.I.P. But it was just funny. Like that, like just a flash freeze of like Lisa just being, and then they're like, Lisa.
Right. Okay. So Whitney continues to navigate the bumpy road of marriage, work, and family with Bobby as her chauffeur. I like that one. Lisa. After sending Jack off to the mission training center, Lisa has kept herself busy with her new favorite hobby, Henry.
I loved that.
Thank you.
She's like, if he's going on a mission, I'm going to find out now.
Right.
It's got 6 years. I'm going to figure it out, though.
Right. Angie and Sean have recommitted to working on their marriage, starting with more date nights and alone time. Electra now sleeps in her own bed most of the time.
Hey, Angie. Do not do a vow renewal. I got nervous when they were sick because they started panning up and I was like, oh God, it's white lace. But that was just a negligee that we also didn't need to see. Don't do the vow renewal.
You're smart. It's a death. You're smart. Meredith, after a rough winter with her friends and 4 unbearable days without a bathtub, Meredith went home and immediately upgraded to a jacuzzi
in her rental. That is fucking classic.
So good. I mean, it's just so I like the reveals to me were like, okay, kind of things that we probably already knew or some people assumed whatever. But the way that it was done, I thought this was a fantastic finale.
And Monica, since arriving home, Monica has not spoken with the other women nor her mother. With her divorce finalized, she is focused on raising her daughters and has no plans to return to Bermuda.
No, duh, because there's no family there, right?
Right. I mean, wow. Okay, so what a whirlwind of a season.
As you asked, is there a chance Monica returns?
I actually do. I think people want to watch it.
It gives me a season 2 Danielle Staub in New Jersey where people refuse to film with her. And then we had that final dinner where she's like, you're a clown. Let me tell you something about my family.
Right, right.
And Danny was outside, yes, you know.
The security guard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so... it'll be an uphill battle for her. I'm curious how the reunion will play out. To me, she does not return. I don't think that there's a return from this, to be honest.
I want to see it.
Okay.
I want to see it. I do think there's a place for like her and Mary. No. And then maybe she brings in another friend or something. The problem is now it's only the 4 of them. I guess they still have Angie too. So yeah. 5. Okay,
but also, well, they could bring back Dana from last season. But also, do you think Heather's still talking to Tanisha?
No.
Okay. No. And then my final thing is Heather said she was confirmed that the story was confirmed by Bleep. Who's Bleep?
I know. I was thinking that too.
Jen Shaw.
Oh my God. No.
Someone previous from her staff?
I don't know.
Someone at
something
Instagram?
Bravo didn't want to get involved in.
Yeah, I'm very curious.
I think there's going to be a lot to be told at this reunion. Great season.
I loved it. I can't
wait. This is a season 4. We're only at season 4, people. But I think you're kind of right. Like 5 seasons and you're good to go.
Well, it's just so crazy too, because you're never excited for reunions. Like reunions to you are almost a chore reunions. And you are excited.
I think there's a lot of
we got three parts.
More unsolved mysteries, guys. Oh. You know I love a true crime.
She does. Great episode. Great. I cannot wait. This was fun. We will be back later this week with some more. But it's okay. So good to see you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, 2024. Everybody. Ask, believe, receive.
And with that,
bye.
Bye.